Actually, not Maggie Dawn. She's on vacation this week, a well-earned July 4th early vacation. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting along with Angela Lang today, and appreciating your texts and calls at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC, all across the Civic Media Radio Network, and how great it was to have Sally Flores of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition with us, Angela. She's such a model, such a courageous person, and doing great work. Now we're joined by another tremendous activist in Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk with both of you.
Well, we're looking forward to it myself. There is this recent Supreme Court decision dealing with Planned Parenthood. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So essentially what this court case did was tell patients that they do not have the right to sue to see their provider of choice. Right now it's limited to South Carolina. But essentially, you know, historically, people who have Medicaid as their form of insurance also had, you know, a right to choose their own provider. And what the court did is not only block patients from being able to sue to say that they want Planned Parenthood as their provider, it's just another step to, you know, disempowering people to have a say over their own healthcare and their own bodies. And what is this? Open up the door for other states to defund Planned Parenthood, which essentially means not allowing Medicaid to be able to be billed for services at Planned Parenthood. It opens up the door for states across the country to do that.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was where I was going to go with it, is like, what would this look like for Wisconsinites?
Yeah. So immediately for Wisconsinites, we're fortunate that we have a governor and an attorney general who support people's ability to access healthcare. What it does moving forward is make our elections even more consequential when it comes to sexual and reproductive health care and people's ability to access care, specifically at Planned Parenthood.
What percentage of your clients in Wisconsin are on Medicaid?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we have about 50,000 patients every year, and about 60% of those patients have BadgerCare Medicaid as their form of insurance.
Well, that's enormous.
Yeah.
And so if Wisconsin were to follow the path of South Carolina, South Carolina said they didn't want Medicaid money going to Planned Parenthood. I mean, that would be disastrous, not only for Planned Parenthood, but for the people who needed that service.
Well, right. Exactly. I mean, that's at the heart of the matter, is not what happens to an organization, but what happens to people. And that's exactly what that means. And both, you know, in the event the state would decide that Medicaid couldn't be used, you know, people couldn't have their Medicaid used at Planned Parenthood, or whether it's the defund measure that we're seeing, you know, actively happening and moving through Congress right now, the majority of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's patients have Medicaid or BadgerCare as their form of insurance. And so that has a potential impact on all the patients across the entire state.
Can you also talk about some potential like misconceptions? I think there's a lot of folks, maybe not some of this audience, but just so folks know that it's a lot more than just abortion care and abortion services. Can you talk about some of the other crucial services that Planned Parenthood does indeed provide? I think I myself has used Planned Parenthood for various services in college, and I know many other folks have as well. So can you just talk about, you know, it's not just abortion access, but really what this actually is taking away and the types of services?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, Angela. Yes. So first of all, there's a misconception that Planned Parenthoods get a check from Medicaid and they say, go do good. That is not the case. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is a healthcare provider. So like all healthcare providers, we bill all the insurance companies. Medicaid is one of the insurance companies that most of our patients have as their form of insurance. So this is getting reimbursed for care that's provided. And the care that's provided under, you know, what's happening in Congress and also the ruling, none of it has to do with abortion. Because due to the Hyde Amendment, which we disagree with vehemently, but due to the Hyde Amendment, Medicaid can't be used to cover abortion services except in exceptionally limited circumstances. So what we're talking about, you know, in Congress And you know, at you know, at the at SCOTUS is reimbursement for care, including STI testing and treatment, pregnancy tests, a lot of cancer prevention and cancer intervention work, right? So it's the, you know, well person exams. It's, you know, it's these really essential basic healthcare services that are covered under the Medicaid program as we know it, or Badger Care, as some folks know it, in Wisconsin. And, you know, and what that means, if we think about cancer prevention and intervention, you know, this really is about the patients. It's not about politics. And this is what our friends, our families, our neighbors, 1 in 4 women have used Planned Parenthood. So that's just if we're just talking about women alone and not the other folks across the gender spectrum. And, you know, I think about the story that happened not too long ago where a patient came into Planned Parenthood, and what she had said to our team was that something wasn't right. She knew something wasn't right. She knew her own body. Something wasn't right. And she went to provider after provider after provider and finally said, you know, I'm going to go to Planned Parenthood. And what they did was listen. And what they found was fairly advanced cancer. And so we're able to get this person referred for treatment. So think about what would happen if that person, you know, had Badger Care, Medicaid, and what does that mean for the individual and also for their family and for their community? I mean, these are real people that need this care.
Why do you think, I'm glad that you talked about some of these other details and the other services, and I recognize this may be a big question, but why do you think that those details about the full scope and range and support that Planned Parenthood provides, why do you think that is lost? Do you think that that's intentional?
Oh, I think it's intentional. I think, you know, especially since, I mean, prior to Dobbs, it was, you know, there was a lot of, you know, intentional confusion as part of the strategy. And after Dobbs, that has been magnified. So even though, you know, 1 in 4 people have been to a Planned Parenthood for their care, and the bulk of that care is the prevention services that you're talking about, Angela, even though that is the case, people are busy. And you know, if we think about, well, crisis pregnancy centers choose to locate across the street from Planned Parenthoods. They choose to use the same colors. So all of that stuff is by design to confuse individuals. And so when you have a national narrative that is, you know, in 1 week, you know, within a matter of days, we're talking about SCOTUS and talking about whether or not Planned Parenthood is going to be defunded in this budget bill, it is very confusing for people.
You mentioned those pregnancy centers, so-called. Explain what those are.
Yeah, I mean, crisis pregnancy centers are, you know, I'll just give the upshot. Crisis pregnancy centers are places that present themselves as reproductive health care providers. And really their goal is to dissuade women from having an abortion if that's what they need.
We're speaking with Tanya Atkinson. She's the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, Advocates of Wisconsin by Matt Rothschild, co-anchoring today with Angela Lang here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You've mentioned a couple times, Tanya, the bill, the big bad bill in Congress right now. Mm-hmm. What, you know, in all the discussions in the media, I barely hear anything about defunding Planned Parenthood as part of the bill. So explain that in a little more detail for me.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah, thank you for asking. So, you know, they are absolutely gutting Medicaid in this bill. And the Planned Parenthood provision is, it's Medicaid, but it's separate and standalone from the rest of the Medicaid cuts. And so very almost identical to the Supreme Court case, it's nationally and mandates it that Planned Parenthoods cannot bill Medicaid to be reimbursed for the preventive services that are provided. So again, it's not about the organization, it's about individuals who have Medicaid for their insurance can't use their Medicaid at any Planned Parenthood across the country.
And if that goes through, what's that going to do for your work and the work of other Planned Parenthood organizations?
Millions of patients and hundreds of health centers that will likely need to be closed. And, you know, here in Wisconsin, again, 50,000 patients, 60% have Medicaid as their form of insurance. That is a really, really difficult path forward. And, you know, so while we don't, you know, we don't know exactly what the language is yet that's going to come out of it. So it's hard to give specifics, but I think everybody can connect the dot that, you know, any healthcare organization that is told that you will not receive reimbursement for 60% of the care that you provide, that is tough for any organization, and especially in healthcare, it's tough for any organization, and in healthcare when costs keep going up and reimbursements don't go up. And what that means also, and the reality is, you know, the people that are going to be impacted by this are people who are already disenfranchised in our healthcare system. So it is rural Wisconsinites. If we think about all the centers that just closed around the Eau Claire area, like 19 clinics and two hospitals, I think, two or three hospitals, you know, so, and then women of color, you know, people who are struggling financially. So it's already people who are already struggling to get healthcare. And Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is an entry point into the healthcare system. We work with other healthcare providers. So we often refer to other healthcare providers for other issues that people might be seen for, and other healthcare providers refer back to us. So who's going to come in and fill that gap? And the answer is all the healthcare systems are taxed. It's going to be almost impossible for other systems to fill that void.
And it's so irrational at a higher level for the healthcare system to have people not getting the care they need up front, and then they're going to end up when things are gone worse for them at an ER, and you know, they'll be in horrible shape, and it's going to cost the healthcare system more to take care of them for a problem that could have been solved earlier on much cheaper. So it's just, it's not only inhumane for the listeners who are worried about money, it's irrational. It's going to cost us much more as taxpayers.
Yes. Out of the gate, it costs $300 million more. And that's just because people, if they can find care, will need to go to places like the emergency room, like you said, that has just simply a higher cost for them to provide the care in the first place.
Yeah, it's just part of the whole crazy, irrational healthcare system we have. But to penalize Planned Parenthood as one provider out of all the providers in a bill, I would think you'd be able to sue. Lord knows the courts aren't a great place to be, but it seems like discrimination to me, and I don't know if you'd have any luck that way. We'll get your reaction to that on the backside. We've got a short break. I'm curious as to what your options are if this bill goes through, what your options are after this bad Supreme Court case. We're speaking with Tanya Atkinson. She's the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild with my co-host Angela Lang, and we'll be right back in just a couple minutes.